To you. Good morning. Aloha. It was wonderful. It really, and Fred really is here. He's holding the high watch back there. I didn't leave him in Hawaii. So happy Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day was originally called the Decoration Day. And it began after the Civil War, which split the country in two, as everyone was invited to take a side. And Decoration Day provided an opportunity to start healing by coming together and honoring those who had died for us. So over the years, Memorial Day grew and changed, and the traditions include the red poppy as a remembrance, parades and ceremonies, 5Ks and all kinds of things, barbecues in our own backyards. And we've been invited to experience the national moment of remembrance. Do y'all know about this? I'm so happy I can let some of you know about it. So it's on Memorial Day, which is actually tomorrow. It's at 3 o'clock p.m., whatever your local time is. And yet we are invited at 3 o'clock to simply take a moment and be in memory, in respect. So while we won't all be together tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I invite us now to take a moment in memory. Thank you. We have our flag up today because it seemed like the right thing to do. And I'd like to just invite, if there's any veterans, any people who have been in service to us in our country, if you're here, if you'd like to stand up, I'd like to recognize you and honor you. Men, women who have been of service. So what a great way to complete our series on compassion, because isn't that what we're doing? Isn't that what we're experiencing? We're experiencing the practice of compassion by taking a moment, by recognizing, by remembering, by loving. So thank you very much for being in this journey together and entering into it so mindfully. So the compassion book has challenged me greatly, really, because it has dug deeper in ways, in thoughts, in ideas than I normally go. And today, my reading from it is Train Wholeheartedly. And I really like this. Train enthusiastically in strengthening your natural capacity for compassion and loving kindness. Let us train wholeheartedly. Let us do that. And the very next page carries right along with this idea. Liberate yourself by examining and analyzing. And if you've gotten to know me a little bit, you know I like this idea a lot. Let's dig in. Let's dig in. Know your own mind. With honesty and fearlessness, remember when we talked about encountering ourselves? Mm-hmm. See what leads to more freedom and what leads to more suffering. Know your own mind. What within me leads to more freedom? What within me leads to more suffering? Let me train and know myself so well. This can liberate you, me, from continually getting hooked by self-centered thoughts and emotions, which Pema suggests are the root of all dissatisfaction. So we're encouraged to continue to train, continue to dig in, continue to inquire. And you might ask, well, of course we do that. But how do we do that? And I have three magic words for us. tell me more. When we're in the inquiry, when we're willing to be informed, when we're willing to ask, tell me more, we get more. We get different. We get new. Have you noticed that when you think you know, and you know, I mean, I know and I'm right, and I know, so I don't need to know anymore. What happens? What happens is we shut down our portal. We close it. Tell me more. My body's hurting. I'm not going to deny it. I'm going to say, tell me more. My heart is aching. I'm not going to deny it. Tell me more. I'm in love and it shows. Tell me more. Tell me more. So, we're going to talk a lot about that. All right. So who and why? Who and why do we ask this of? Why do we ask it? And I want to remind us just right from the beginning, it's not about gathering information. It's not about gathering information and solidifying my already set beliefs. It's about inquiring into the infinite mind of God. It's about evolving my already set beliefs so that I can expand and grow, which is our nature. It is our divine nature. The purpose of Tell Me More is to know God, know spirit, know life, know ourselves better, and know each other better. The purpose of Tell Me More is to know God. The purpose of Tell Me More is to know ourselves. The purpose of Tell Me More is to know each other. And one of those might trip you up a little bit. So you can ask yourself later, tell me more, what was that about? So it's a great inquiry, and when we ask God, Spirit, whatever it is, the word that you like, for that infinite and indwelling power, that presence, that authority to tell me more, I want to know you. We're saying, I want to know you. Tell me more. And we experience it. What happens? We expand. We come into the presence of the Holy Spirit in a greater way, and our life expands. If I want to know myself in a greater way, and I ask, tell me more, and I am better, I become better equipped. I become empowered to be true to myself. I think that the purpose in life is to know ourselves and reveal ourselves. Spirit is knowing itself and revealing itself. We are one with that one. Our purpose is to know ourselves and reveal ourselves. If we continuously allow ourselves to be informed, then we get to know ourselves in a greater way. I used to work with kids a lot. I still work with kids. You're just a little older. And oftentimes, the message would be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. A lot of kids want to hear that these days. A lot of our kids of all ages. Want to hear that these days. Be true to yourself. But you know, it's really, really, really hard to be true to yourself if you don't know yourself. Have you noticed? We must inquire within. What's making me tick? And it might, I'm just offering, it might be different than 10 years ago. We're old enough to have some perspective. It's a gift of age. It's a gift of experience. It's a gift of having lived life long enough that we get to witness ourselves and the growth and the ebb and the flow of our lives and continuously ask, tell me more. What was the line in the song? And still I'm hungry for more. And still I want more. We have the opportunity to become so willing and open to know ourselves in a greater way that we transform before our very eyes. And do not worry that you're giving up your great life. We only move from good to greater good, glory to greater glory, greatness to greater greatness. No matter how great my life is right now, my inquiry into knowing myself in a greater way is not going to take away from the good that I have now. Sometimes it's hard to imagine that life can get better. Sometimes it's hard to imagine that life could get good at all. Sometimes we just need to meet ourselves right where we are and go from there. Tell me more. What's going on? And then there's us. Tell me more. When I ask you, tell me more. When I'm willing to listen to you, tell me more, and I get to know you. Oh, and inevitably, when we come together in a willingness to know each other, we cannot help but fall in love. We cannot help but find what we share in common. Tell me more. Tell me more. I used to think about it like it was bridging the gap of separation. So as we get to know each other, as we come to know each other, as we come to know ourselves, as we come to know this beautiful thing called life, we're unifying with it. Does that make sense? Yes. No? Maybe a little. Maybe in your prayer chair you'll say, tell me more, God. What did she mean by that? But go with me on this. Go with me on this. As we come to know life, as we come to know ourselves, as we come to know each other in a greater way, we're bridging the gap of separation. We're coming together in oneness. Now, here's what I noticed about myself listening to myself say that. And it, bless you. And it is that bridging the gap is no longer sufficient for me. I used it for a long time, but I realized that in that picture that it formed in my mind, there was still a huge gap of separation. Now, when I ask you, tell me more, I am looking at narrowing the gap. Not just bridging it, I'm looking at narrowing it. Can I bring us closer together? And I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm asking me to step into the gap of separation of that which holds me from knowing the truth of you, of seeing you, of looking out at you and recognizing the divinity of God that exists. The beauty, the complete and absolute perfection that is God in you. I'm asking myself. Bridge, no, narrow the gap. Sometimes a bridge is needed, but now I have a new idea. I'm narrowing the gap. And some people call that being vulnerable. Some people call it being brave. Some people call it wrong. Don't go there, Patty. You don't want to. No, they're too far over there. You know, stay over here. You're good. If we haven't said it ourselves, we've heard someone else say it. But if my purpose in life is to unify with it, to unify with the divinity and the magnificence and the beauty and the creativity and the love and the joy and the passion of life, I don't get to leave parts of life out. So the act of compassion that I'm talking about is what? It's listening.
How well are we listening?
Are we listening to Spirit? Are we listening to ourselves? Nobody knows you like you know you. Are we listening to each other? The inquiry, "Tell me more," invites us to listen. I love it that we have a moment, and sometimes it feels like an eternity, after the prayer to listen. When I was teaching kids, I would teach them to, when you're done with your prayer, to be still and listen. Just be still and listen. Sometimes we can think of praying as our talking to God and our meditation as listening. In that stillness, we get to be informed. In that not trying to inform God about what God is, but instead letting the divine share itself with us, we get a bigger idea. We get a greater idea. Yesterday, this room was transformed. It was transformed. It was filled with all of these beautiful people who were great practitioners of different things. So we had tarot readers, and we had Reiki healers, and we had mediums, and we had all sorts of people that we could go to and ask questions of, and they would listen for us and tell us. And sometimes we need that, want that, use that. No harm, no foul. There's many paths to being able to listen. But there's nothing that replaces our own listening. And if you're like me, you're kind of going, oh, I don't want to listen. I don't always want to hear. I don't always want to go there. You ever felt like that? I have. I was on the phone with my mentor. I was on the phone with my mentor, and we were working out a problem that I was having. And, she's great. We've worked together for years, and we're talking it through, and I'm getting clearer and clearer and clearer, and we're having a great conversation. And pretty soon I say to her, I said, you know, I really do just want you to tell me what to do. And she did that in her very kind way, which is exactly what I would have done for anyone who came to me. And she said, yeah. But only you know. Only you know. And the reason that I find that this is so important to listen compassionately to myself is because when I listen out here, as great as the advice is, as great as the input is, as great as the understanding is, it didn't come from here. And when it's a big decision for me to make, it's gotta come from here. So when do we listen to each other? And why do we listen to each other? You know, listening to each other is really an important thing, isn't it? So we were in Hawaii last week, and my best friend graduated from university. And so we got to watch it online, and it was wonderful. But when I got to be with her this week, all I could say was, tell me more. Tell me more. How was it? Tell me more. Ah, it was joyful to listen to her and have her tell me more. Our daughter is getting married next year, and when she has wedding plans to share with me, I'm all about it. Yeah, tell me more. Listening to her is a joy. Listening to those plans, it's just like, ah, yay, tell me more, tell me more. I want to hear it all. I want to hear it all. And when my other friend is complaining to me and having a really bad day, I don't often hear myself saying, tell me more. And then I remember. I've decided to be a committed listener. I've decided not only do I want to bridge the gap by just listening and just taking it in and just standing there and passively letting her vent, but I'm going to go out there into the unknown. And I'm going to step into the gap. And I'm going to say, tell me more. I'm going to say, tell me more. Until she, of her own journey, from being heard, moves through the pain, moves through the doubt, moves through whatever is holding her back from knowing her truth. That's the value of compassionate, committed listening. We do it for each other. We do it for ourselves. We do it so that we know our oneness and we experience it and we make the world a better place. It's really easy to be compassionate for the easy things. Reverend Lynn, was she awesome last week? She reminded us, thank you, Lynn. She reminded us that it, you know, looking at the cute puppy dogs, that's an easy place to be compassionate. Those cute kids. Easy. You didn't use that example, but. And then she reminded us that if we really want to grow and expand and step into this idea, we got to practice compassion in the challenging places. Right? Did she not? If you didn't hear her talk, listen to it. Tell me more. Tell me more, God. Tell me more. I'm listening. Tell me more. Tell me more. So we can all be committed listeners. We can all listen to God. We can all listen to ourselves. We can all listen to each other as though we are experiencing being in the presence of the divine, as though we are experiencing spirit meeting spirit, love meeting love, joy meeting joy. We can ask ourselves, what can I do right now to make things a little better? We can ask, tell me more. Tell me more. So we practice compassion to narrow the gap of separation. Tell me more is a powerful way to narrow the gap. And so I invite you. Tell each other more. Share yourselves. Step into the gap. And know that you're loved. Know that no gap is devoid of God, of spirit, of love, of truth, of wholeness, of beauty, of compassion, simply the unknown. And we step into it bravely, courageously, mindfully, willingly. Sometimes we say not yet, but we do step. Okay, so, you ready? I love that. Ah. Yeah, tell me more, because we are all one. And I thank you so very much for being one with us. And so it is. And so in the holy and sacred moment of now, I enter into the activity of prayer, recognizing and knowing that that one power, that one source, that one cause, that one creative intelligence is always right where I am. There is no life without it, for it is life itself. There is no moment in time without it, for it is without time, it is without space. It simply is the power, the presence, the activity of love. And so I know that love is continuously knowing and revealing itself in all of its perfection, that I am a part of it and that all of life is a part of it. So as I reach within to know myself and to know that spirit within a greater way, it expresses in my life in a greater way. As I know this truth for myself, I know it for all of life, I know it for each one who is here, that as we willingly